We're talking today with Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. Senator, strange times we're living in right now. People are trying to, try to adjust into what is turning out to be almost a new normal for this springtime.
Yeah, it's a very odd structure right now where there's so much isolation. So many people are just disconnected with other folks and trying to keep the social distancing, try to reduce the spread of this virus. Just because of the unknown. Until we get to more testing, which is coming rapidly now, finally getting a lot more testing nationwide and across Oklahoma, until we get a treatment option that we know is reliable and a vaccine, we're going to continue to be able to have some isolation.
One thing I wanted to talk to you, obviously, about this this latest stimulus package, but yesterday the president offered maybe his most somber tone yet, very much of a change that seems like coming from the White House as far as what was said yesterday afternoon.
It was interesting. A lot of the press during the press conference of the president had to give the update. Focused on the modeling that's out there on how many deaths there will be across the United States. It became a little odd for a little while with some of the national press just over and over again saying, okay, how many deaths will they be? Where will those deaths be located? What cities? What states? And it became just this really odd perspective where the president and all of the medical team kept coming back to the microphone saying, this is the model. We are trying to beat this model. Our current focus is on how many lives we can save. Not on how many we're going to lose in the process. And as with any kind of severe season of any kind of disease coming through, the world has seen this kind of pandemic before. We're trying to get on top of it as fast as we can with testing, with treatment, with vaccines. And so it's somewhat a race that's on. But the president's been pretty somber about it. I have to say, we need to pay attention. We can't just ignore this one. And as he even stated at one point, this is not like the flu. It may spread like the flu, but it itself is not like the flu if you get it.
Senator, several different proposals have gone through successfully as far as stimulus packages, if you want to call it that. This latest one, the CARES Act, $2 trillion. That, in your mind, as when you wanted to run for Congress and, of course, later for the Senate, did you ever have in the back of your mind you'd be spending $2 trillion in one bill?
Never. That was never a consideration for me. And if you would have asked me a year ago would I ever have a bill like that in front of me, I would have said absolutely not. The bill itself is about half loans and about half spending in grants. So it's about $1 trillion in total spending, which is an enormous amount, to say the least, on it. But it's not a stimulus like the stimulus that was done 12 years ago. This is not trying to be able to artificially prop up the economy. This is trying to stabilize currently existing businesses that are literally forced into self-quarantine, and that the government's made a proclamation, if we're going to save lives, we have to be able to get away from each other for a little while and to be able to protect each other from getting this virus to be able to slow it down. So it's a very different type of bill. It focuses on unemployment insurance, obviously, to be able to help people out, direct checks to individuals that'll start going out in about 2.5 weeks now of $1,200 per adult. That's obviously different to be able to just send checks to folks. One of the major focuses is the Small Business Administration grant program. Any business, including an ag business, it's 500 or less. Those businesses can all sign up for this program starting this Friday, April the 3rd. And that will allow them to have their payroll covered for this season because so many folks don't have any income coming in right now. So it's a different type of program to be able to help stabilize the economy. But we feel it is necessary for this season.
Yeah, as you know, obviously this thing is so enormous. I know you're probably still literally unpacking some of the aspects of it. What really has jumped out at you as far as things that are in this measure? You've mentioned a couple already.
Yeah, the biggest feature really is the small business grant program. There's no way for the federal government to be able to process enough unemployment claims right now. And if you have unemployment claims, that means this person's separated from your business. And so for small businesses especially, if they're going to restart when this virus passes, they've got to have their employees still connected to their business so they can actually restart. Otherwise, they've got to go rehire, retrain, and literally begin all over again. So the goal was to provide a type of unemployment insurance that literally connects them to their business. So it's a check that goes to the business so they can pay their employees. So when this is over, everything can restart. It's a very different idea But it helps us be able to connect with basically unemployment, but it's through every bank, every credit union in Oklahoma, rather than having to all go to one office for unemployment benefits.
For agriculture, I know there's obviously several aspects, again, going back to some of these loan programs, some loan forgiveness in some cases, but there's also some money in there to try to help especially the cattle industry from this rather precipitous drop we saw back starting, what, in middle of February.
Right. Yeah, there are bits and pieces of different programs and some money that's given to Sonny Perdue, our Secretary of Agriculture, to allow him to be able to target those areas hardest hit. Almost $10 billion in the ability to have those flexible grants and those opportunities to be able to help folks in different areas. Now, obviously, we've seen in some areas of ag strong success. If you're selling eggs right now, you're doing very, very well because they can't put enough out the door to be able to meet all the demand. If you're in other areas like beef at this point, if you go into last week, the cut meat prices were much higher than actually for the producers. The producers have started to see a rise now in the last couple of days, but we'll have to see how that separation continues. So the key is that Sonny Perdue has some flexibility to be able to go engage in that. And there's also several $1 billion that's added into the CCC for loan programs as well to be able to make sure there's maximum flexibility there.
Some talk about already, especially by some of your colleagues from across the aisle in the Democratic Party, about the need for a fourth stimulus measure, another package. What would be your thoughts? You know, what will be in going through your mind before you're willing to really entertain a fourth package?
Yeah, I'd say even when a third package, that was this last package, even when this third piece of legislation passed, there were still individuals that in D.C. that said, hey, let's do a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. Somewhat when you start spending in Washington, D.C., it's kind of like getting a teenager off of a roller coaster. As soon as they get off, they say, let's do it again, let's do it again, let's do it again, because that was fun to them. I'm trying to focus on we need to stop. We need to allow this last package to be able to get out into the economy. We need to see what happens with the virus. How fast can we get testing on board? How fast can we get treatments on board? When can we get the economy restarted again? So before we jump into another big spending package, I'm encouraging my colleagues to be able to pause on this and to say we need to get this fully implemented. It's literally not all out into the economy yet, and they're already talking about trying to spend several trillion more. My focus is we need to be cautious. This is other people's money that we're dealing with here with tax dollars. When we have an emergency, anyone who has a storm come through, there are some things you have to do during the storm. But at the end of the storm, you've got to pay for all those things in the long run. So we want to be cautious with what we're trying to do right now.
Senator, finally, you obviously come from a background of faith. You have been relied on by a lot of people down through the years before you went to Congress and to the Senate. Your thoughts about, you know, the well-being of the citizens of Oklahoma, your constituents, really, as we walk through these uncertain times?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is an odd season right now for us because we're watching some families get very close, some families that were distant, that literally all the family members have moved back into the same house again, and they're reconnecting. We're seeing in a lot of communities people calling and checking on each other a lot more often, and we're seeing the renewal of friendships. We're watching churches do some very innovative things right now, trying to reach out to new people and to be able to help, calling on folks that are shut-ins and checking on folks that may have not been involved with the church in a long time. So there are some remarkable renewal things that are happening in relationships and in community right now around the state. But there's also a lot of isolation and loneliness and a tremendous amount of pain for those families that are actually being affected directly by the virus and those that have lost loved ones. So it's an odd mix of things that's happening around the state right now. I go back to a scripture reference from Psalm 121. I read the Psalms every morning. It's a good way for me to be able to start my day. But as I'm reading through the Psalms, Psalm 121 is the one that jumps out to me. It's the psalm that the Jews sang every time they went to Jerusalem. When they would march up the hill, they would get, as they approached Jerusalem, they would begin to sing, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? And then they would repeat back, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So there's a lot of focus on what can government do right now and what can be fixed from Washington, D.C., or 23rd and Lincoln in Oklahoma City. But ultimately, the Jews from thousands of years ago realized their hope didn't come from the capital city. Their hope came from the Lord. And so as we're taking care of each other, as we're doing the things that we need to be able to do right now, it's also a good time to remember where our help comes from ultimately.
Thank you, Senator. Senator James Lankford, Republican Senator from the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.